BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. The funeral of George Floyd, whose killing by US police triggered anti-racism protests around the world, has taken place in Houston, Texas. Delivering the eulogy, the civil rights leader Al Sharpton called for justice and said the officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes was sanctioned by the state to carry a badge and a gun. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has poured scorn on President Trump's tweeting of an unfounded conspiracy theory about a protester injured by police in the city of Buffalo last week. Mr. Trump questioned the incident, suggesting that the elderly protester was an anti-fascist provocateur who faked his fall. Brazil's health ministry has restored a website that had detailed data on the impact of COVID-19 in the country. The ministry had abruptly removed it over the weekend, but Brazil's Supreme Court had ordered the government to resume its publication. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has died of a heart attack at the age of 55. Mr. Nkurunziza served as the country's leader for 15 years, but was due to step down in August. He was accused of widespread human rights abuses. Police in the Czech Republic have raided a publishing company and a bookshop that were either producing or selling books with Nazi or neo-Nazi content. The Prague bookshop recently made headlines by selling a calendar entitled Personalities of the Third Reich, featuring images of Hitler, Goebbels and Himmler. Caretakers at one of Afghanistan's most famous mosques say more than 1,000 doves have died of starvation after the building was closed due to the coronavirus. An official at the blue-tiled 12th-century mosque in Mazar-e Sharif told the French news agency that every day about 30 doves die because there are no visitors to feed them. That's the latest BBC News.